Good afternoon. High pressure is providing us with beautiful sunshine across interior New York and New England, and with a developing and increasing southerly wind, temperatures will climb through the 50s and into the 60s by mid to late afternoon. That same high pressure will give way overnight tonight to a front that's heading in from the Great Lakes. On this track, clouds will gradually increase, and there's a good chance at scattered rain showers overnight across the region. Temperatures will drop back into the 40s, although some 30s will be possible across the higher terrain. There'll even be a few lingering showers as this front stalls out to our south early tomorrow morning, but sunshine will make a comeback from north to south throughout the day, and temperatures will still reach to about 60 by tomorrow afternoon. At that point, a wave of low pressure in the Ohio Valley will track along the same front and south of New York City. Clouds will increase Friday night, and there's a good chance of showers, especially in the Catskills, the Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and southern New England, into the early morning hours on Saturday. The trend, though, during Saturday will be to dry things out with a return to sunshine from north to south, and it'll once again be mild with highs pushing into the middle 60s. Another storm system will develop in the middle of the country, intensify, and work its way toward the Great Lakes for the period Sunday into Monday. On this track, an increasing southwesterly wind flow will push temperatures up to 70 for the second half of the weekend, and with a little bit of energy working its way through, we do run the risk of a late-day shower or a thunderstorm. We'll be in the warm zone of air on Monday with a mix of sun and clouds. It'll be windy, but temperatures will be well into the lower and middle 70s before the front associated with this storm heads through Monday night and Tuesday. That's when we'll see the best chance of rain across the region with showers and possible thunderstorms. It'll start to dry out Tuesday afternoon. Temperatures will reach 60 early, and then readings will fall behind this storm system and remain in the 50s on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, while the brunt of an upper trough will head into northern Ontario and Quebec, strengthening winds aloft will exist as far south as the confluence of the Ohio and Mississippi rivers. A cold front will spread southeastward across this region, and at least isolated thunderstorms will form by late afternoon near the front across southeastern parts of Missouri and south-central Illinois into central Indiana. While boundary layer moisture will be relatively marginal, a sufficient amount of buoyancy in the presence of strong shear may allow for some stronger sustained storms later this afternoon and early this evening. Some of these storms may be capable of marginally severe hail and gusty winds. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 101 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 7 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly sunny and breezy, lower 60s, Boston, sunny and breezy, in the upper 50s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny, breezy, with highs in the middle 50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 56 degrees, the average low, 35. The record high 86 set in 1922, and the record low 21 in 1974. Sunrise this morning was at 6:22 a.m., sunset this evening 7:32 p.m., 13 hours and 10 minutes of daylight, an increase of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, breezy, and milder today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Cloudy with showers tonight, lows in the 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, breezy, mild today with highs in the lower 60s. Increasing clouds with showers overnight tonight and lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, breezy, and milder today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Cloudy with showers tonight and lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, breezy, mild today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Increasing clouds with showers overnight tonight and lows in the lower 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny, breezy, and milder today with highs in the lower 60s. Cloudy with showers tonight, lows in the lower to mid 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, morning shower, then clouds, with increasing sunshine in the afternoon, highs near 60. Some morning clouds again Saturday, then increasing sun, even milder, with highs in the mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and warm on Sunday near 70, with just the outside chance of a shower or thunderstorm late in the day. Windy and warm with a mix of sun and clouds Monday, lower to mid-70s. Rain likely Monday night and Tuesday, perhaps a thunderstorm. Highs on Tuesday early, around 60, then temperatures drop. And then a mix of sun and clouds and much cooler weather on Wednesday with highs in the lower 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.